Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Yo, it is another edition of the High Hopes Podcast.
Wow.
We freaking made it, Fritzy. We made it. We kind of fast-forwarded through September, like,
yeah.
Kicked our feet up, like, no big deal. 90-win ball club, Jack Fritz, was that allowed? I didn't know it was allowed. They did it. They won 90 anyway. We got a home playoff series in the wild card round. How you doing, pal?
Well, I never thought I'd see 90 wins again.
I know.
I know that's kind of like a sad place to be in.
I know.
like honestly, making the World Series was less surprising than the Phillies being a 90-win ball club again. So it's going to be back. I mean, like, 90 wins just means so much.
Yeah,
because
it's
sign of a real baseball
team. Yes, you're right. You know, you say 90-win club, it's like, all right, they're not bad at baseball. And that's all we really want.
Well, it's
days.
Not Mickey. Like, I don't want to be a Mickey team.
I want to
be a real team.
That's right.
And and they got on the last day. It was like, I mean, obviously barely watched.
I know.
Like, I tried my best to do like a mental reset weekend.
I could tell. I texted you when Michael Plassmeyer was getting roughed up and you were out. You weren't in.
Yeah,
I was like, oh no, that Schwarber single, because we've talked a lot about how we had hoped that he would hit more home runs and singles. And I'm like, oh, that Schwarber single. And you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
I was like, this is great, Jack.
Yeah,
good.
Just kick my feet up.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Just because I know what this week's going to be like. And I know.
Yeah. Like, especially once we see it. By the way, the funniest thing going right now is your obsession with the Kevin James GIF. I love it so much, or the meme, whatever. It's so funny. And by far my favorite one was the seltzer when he saw the start times one. Like, that was exactly right. Like,
yeah. Yes,
that was me being like, really?
I know.
Thank you.
Because I thought it was going to be 4 or 5.
I know. Well, inside baseball, I come in here yesterday to record a pod with Elliot. You're in studio doing the post-game show, and you're like, I think it's going to be 4 o'clock games, buddy. And I'm like, yeah! And, like, as soon as I finish the pod, it's like, hey, guess what? Sucks for you.
Nothing makes me happier than bringing you down.
And I know. You're very good at
anything
it.
Anything I could do to build you up and then tear you down is what I try to do. But it was funny with the Phillies this weekend, because I felt like, and this is not gatekeeping. Just want to put that disclaimer out there.
We've had issues.
Right.
You know, there's been accusations in the past. Yes.
We would never.
Yes.
But I felt like I feel like most people watch the Phillies. Not most people. I would say, like, not our listeners, obviously. But
right.
I was like, this sounds like a lot of people follow the team.
Yeah.
This is easy.
What a carefree way to follow a baseball team.
This isn't
nice.
Bad at all. Just to show up at the end of September, see if they're in the playoffs, and then when October 2nd runs around, tell me everything.
Throw that red jersey on and get crazy,
baby.
Yeah,
give me all your takes. I love that.
We had a guy call in the morning show and be like, listen, man, you know, they're not going to win without small ball. It's like, we're there.
That wasn't a caller. That was
Seth
Joyner.
Oh, Seth said it too. We actually had a caller say it and Seth say it. Yes.
When Seth Joyner says it, I feel like, you know, maybe you should lay some bunts down.
I know. If Seth is looking at you and say, play small ball, it's like, okay, Seth.
Yeah, I guess we'll get some bunts down. Yep.
Whatever you need, man.
Yeah. Did anyone inform them that the Braves have two sacrifice bunts this year?
I know.
Right? They're a pretty good baseball team.
I know. The Braves just like came within like a bit, now, almost set the record for runs. They tied the record for home runs in the season. Yeah.
Now, I just want to check in because I hear all the time from, you know, people who looked at it discredit the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, can they win without hitting the long ball?
Mm.
I just want to check in. Are the Braves, can they, because they're the best WOBA, whatever, since the 1927 Yankees. Like, is there any concern about that with them?
It's a great point, man. You only hear with the Braves. All they do is hit home runs. They hit the most ever. What if that dries up?
What a bunch of losers.
Can't hit home runs in October.
Yeah. Better get
the way baseball works.
Yeah, better get some bunts down.
Can you imagine Acuna bunting in a big spot? Like,
no, I cannot. I want to see it. Like, I would love to see what a Ronald Acuna bunt looks like.
I would too.
And
he swings the bat so hard. Yeah. Like, he would have to like jam it at the ball when he bunts, I feel like. I feel like he couldn't just lay the ball.
Feel like he would bunt it and it would still like go to shortstop.
Yeah, it's like you get like a bloop single.
Yeah.
On a bunt.
Yeah. Exactly. And definitely a key spot against the Phillies.
Of course.
Like whatever, it could be as backbreaking as possible.
Yes.
Listen, I'm doing my best, buddy. Like I'm really trying to not overlook the Marlins.
I know you. Okay. I'm with you.
Trying.
So I'm not doing it. I'm just not doing it. I'm trying not to look past the Marlins, but like, I'm not going to be scared of the Marlins. I refuse to be scared of the freaking Marlins. I'm not going to do it. I know that I should be. I've been here the last decade. I know. I feel it. I see those uniforms and I like get like a chill in my body. I understand that. I can't do it. I can't look at our roster and their roster in our stadium and say they're going to beat us. I can't live in that world, Jack. I can't.
And neither can this podcast, because I don't think there will be one.
No.
Like losing a home playoff series to the Marlins would be the single worst sports thing to ever happen. like the single worst, like you can have the Ryan Howard Achilles moment. Like you can you can have Rondé Barber. You can have
the Super Bowl this last year. Yeah.
Well, they'll be all right. like you can have the
Jordan home run.
Yeah, you could have the what the heck was the guy's name? Patrick Kane goal.
Yes.
You could have the Union loss last year.
Look at you.
In the I was whatever.
Giving Elliot a little solid there. It was nice.
There would be no more catastrophic event in my entire life than a team with Jake Berger batting third.
I know.
And like.
And Josh Bell, because of course, right?
Of course.
Why wouldn't Josh Bell be on the Marlins?
I did kind of. He was on the Padres last year. But it was like a different. Because he was like kind of a part-time player for the Padres. Like we're getting the full-on Josh Bell experience. Mm-hmm. It'll be a good test. Because you know, obviously we grew up with the Conines of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And people forget. Cody Ross was also in Marlin. And he was in the Halliday Perfect Game.
Yes, yes.
And one of the more underrated players of all time, in my opinion, Jorge Cantu.
Mm-hmm.
But
Jorge Cantu.
I did not see Jorge Cantu
getting shouted
out. No, he's not a Phillies killer. But like we know Conine, right?
Yep.
We know Josh Bell's a Phillies
killer.
Mm-hmm. Now he's in a Marlins uniform.
Yeah.
Like that's nightmare fuel, frankly.
It's not great.
It's not great at all.
I did not love the thought of Josh Bell in a playoff series against us. Like Even though we went through it last year, bring Corbin Carroll here. That's fine. Josh Bell, no, thank you. Please, yeah.
Please, no more.
Makes sense.
The one thing that I do feel very confident in is obviously the Marlins have not played here with what this is going to be like.
No doubt. They've never seen anything like this.
Correct.
Like literally though. Maybe if they've played for other, I mean, no one's seen anything like this a bit, but I mean, those guys play in front of a morgue in Florida. Like they've never seen anything like this.
Right. And how I feel early is I'm actually more worried about losing to Braxton Garrett than I am Jesus Lazardo.
So am I. Braxton Garrett's been really good the last month
of
the season,
too. He's
like, annoying.
He's that kind of guy.
Yes.
You know, he's the kind. We talked about this with Justin Steele.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, Justin Steele's the perfect guy to shut down the Phillies.
Boom.
Like, Braxton Garrett is 92.
Yep.
Like, he's funky. He's a little Jaime Garcia-esque.
Mm-hmm.
And Jaime Garcia, the Phillies, never were able to hit him.
Yep.
So it's like, he's Lazardo, to me, reminds me of Matt Garza. When Matt Garza tried to pitch here in 08.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, stuff's really good. Jesus Lazardo, we love Jesus Lazardo.
He's our guy. We bet on him to win the freaking Cy Young this year.
Isn't that a good full circle moment?
Really? Dude, let me tell you, the fact that Jesus Lazardo is starting this game, this first game, is definitely not lost on me. The like, Holy crap. I can't believe Jose Luzardo started a playoff game against us. Yes.
A Fritz guy.
Yeah, hey, just part of a championship fantasy baseball team for me, no less.
Nice. I'm very happy for you.
Thank you. It was one of the great teams I've had in a long time. It deserved the title.
It doesn't get talked about enough.
I would have been really upset if I had not won the title. So.
Yeah.
Yay me.
Yeah, you. Yeah, per usual.
It's a prelude. I'm telling the Phillies, get on my back. Watch what I just did. Watch what my team just did. Get on their back. 8-2 in the playoffs. No big deal. Just, you know, hop my back and do what I did.
Yeah, and don't do what I did.
I know.
Which is lose a freaking tiebreaker, no. Even though I had the regular season matchup win. But for some reason, we changed the rule 4 years ago and decided to go by regular season win total, even though we're head-to-head league. So who's to say? It was crushing. It was crushing.
That sucks.
It was crushing. Anyway.
It really is.
I would have been a three-time champ. Anyway. So Luzardo, it seems like the classic, four innings, can't handle pitching here.
Jump on him.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to jump on him. I'm with you. I agree with you. I looked at it, I was like, Braxton Garrett scares the hell out of me, man.
I do think it comes down to game three. I think it comes down to game three. And I swear to God, and this is just a PSA, I love the Phillies. We love the Phillies. Our listeners love the Phillies. I do not think this is going to happen. But there's been too much of like, I don't know, maybe Taiwan starts that game for me, which is like...
Who's saying that?
Well, like, they all weekend, it's like, well, you know, it's like, there's been a little too much
of
the Taiwan
shouldn't even be on the postseason roster.
I agree. I'm just saying, in no
Did you
way,
see what his ERA finished in the first inning for the season? Did you see that?
Is it over 8?
7.04 was his ERA for the first inning this season. A year, for the entire year, he had a 7 ERA.
I will say... Do they have his ERA after allowing 4 runs?
No, it's probably Sterling.
Well, he's the best pitcher in baseball. He's never allowed a run.
Unhittable.
He's unhittable after allowing 4.
Yeah, it won't happen.
In a season of
Rob
bits.
Thompson's too good. Yeah, I know. It would be the ultimate.
There's no, like, if they use win total and for the amount they score and Taiwan Walker starts as a reason to start Taiwan Walker, I will refuse to go to the ballpark.
They won't. That'd be hilarious. It was like, I'm not going, guys. They won't. I believe they won't. But it is funny. Speaking of bits, I mean, just the fact that it's Marlins here. Like, it's like, of course it is. It's all coming together.
I would let Vinny Velasquez throw out the first pitch. Just to put 19-11 to bed.
Exercise the demons.
I would put Vinny game one. I would go Brandon Workman game two. I don't even know who else. I guess we could bring back Wes Helms.
Heath Embry. Get him in there.
Yeah. Just the worst.
Worst.
There's nothing worse. Now, they were good against them this year. Now, Pache also like aided them with that big home run down there. Where I didn't feel like the Marlins.
And after they won that game, those next two, it's like they clearly were checked out. They were like, we won that game. Well, that was the one that mattered.
And it was two days before the All-Star break. That so too. You give them a bit of a pass there. I didn't feel the Marlins.
Thank God the game's not down there. I might pick the Marlins to beat us.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
No, there would be no chance.
No chance.
There'd be no chance. Like, just concede. Don't even show up.
Yeah.
I don't think I would watch. Like, if the Phillies played a playoff series in Miami, I do not think I'd be able to watch.
Yeah. A lock loss. Like, yeah. There's nothing they could do.
I don't care if the Castellanos home run happened. Although I will say, now I don't know what his role is with the team now. Like, feed me David Robertson.
Buddy.
Like, feed me what he's going to be like at that ballpark.
Yes.
Either way. But the one thing about the Marlins, and again, I haven't like really felt like the Marlins like angst this year. I thought they actually slayed that dragon last year when they went down there and took 2 or 3 before the All-Star break, and they were just normal against them going forward. And like Jesus Aguilar is no longer there, which makes me feel better.
And Miguel Rojas and all these guys, like, right?
Miguel,
like, if Miguel Rojas were on the Marlins right now, I would feel worse about it. I would. It's crazy, but I would.
Miguel, really?
No, probably not.
No, but
you know, I
understand
mean.
The point.
Yes, you get my point.
It is just so sickening because, you know.
It's like Josh Bell is not a Marlins Phillies killer. He's just a Phillies killer. Like, all those guys that we hated down there, it doesn't feel like those guys are there.
No, it doesn't. And like Jake Berger, I don't have enough history with of backbreaking hits. Like, Starling Marte was still there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I would feel that. You know what I mean? Sanchez, the guy that hit the ball 450 feet off of Sir Anthony's, is one that does come. That they was, did lose 2-3 to this team, like, not that long ago.
You've already gotten in there. You got there. And look, I like the idea that, I mean, like, you were, like, nervous about Braxton Garrett. At least we got Nola going up against him, right?
Yeah, our guy. they're going to win.
Oh, they're going to win,
I'm not worried about
win.
That.
I know that from like a fear perspective, the Marlins scare us more. Like, the Diamondbacks are better than the Marlins. Like, they're more talented than the Marlins. Like, we should be happy. I know that no one is. We should be happy we got the Marlins. I know that sounds crazy, but we should.
I agree. I agree. Sort of.
I don't think you've ever said anything that you don't believe in more in your life right there.
I don't think it's not going to be a rollover series. Like, I think this is going to be tight. I think
division series, they play us all the time. They're not going to be
And they're not going to be afraid, which is what worries me.
I agree. Now, the one thing to the point that they might, that can rattle them is the ballpark. Like, they have not played in a, look, we had that.
Well, they were in Pittsburgh this weekend.
Good point. You're right.
And they did have the Mets fiasco.
That's true. Good point. I mean, seriously, though, like Thompson talked about the 4 hours of hell thing, and we agree that was a Braves, someone from the Braves, I'm sure, but like the Marlins have not stepped into something like this. It's not like it's a team of veterans. It's not like a team of guys who played in a bunch of postseason games. Like, I do think that that is at least something. And look, it might not rattle them, but at least it does have the potential to rattle.
Yeah. Well, what the big thing that worries me is like Soler going nuclear.
He's the number one player.
By the way,
he does. He's a World Series MVP, Soler. So yes, he actually has a career.
Soler and Schwarber being the two leadoff hitters in this game is a win for modern baseball fans.
Yeah, it's just awesome. But he is the, even over Josh Bell.
Yeah.
Soler is the player on the Marlins I'm most scared of.
And I'll inherently always be afraid of Yuli Gurriel.
Yeah, and obviously our guy Luis Rice, who injured coming to the series.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about it. I mean, like, he's been their best player this season. He's hurt, you know, might not play.
Yeah.
Something.
Do you know who had more, I believe is more total bases than Jorge Soler? Than
Luis
than,
Rice?
Than Luis Rice? More appearances on base this year. So I guess that's total bases.
Schwarber. That's awesome. God, I love that. That's so awesome.
Luis Rice was hitting like 700.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's a win. That's a win for everyone. But yeah, it's like this should not. If the Phillies Marlins, there's no history, right? And you're heading into a playoff series, and it's like, all right, so this is their lineup: Soler, Bell, Jake Berger, Jazz Chisholm,
who is a really good player.
Yeah,
give him Jazz.
Brian De La Cruz, Jesus Sanchez. John Birdie, who I know I'm going to hate.
Dude,
if there's the lock of the century,
dude,
is we are going to hate John Birdie.
I already do.
I
am so expecting John Birdie to annoy. He's going to have a big stolen base. He's going to make a play. Like, he's going to be so annoying.
No, I don't. Is Wendell, I mean, another PSAC guy? Joey Wendell?
Is he? Oh, Joey Wendell. Yeah, I knew about that. Yeah, I thought you were talking about Birdie. Really?
It'd be tough to see, you know, back-to-back years of a...
I know. I don't like that. I don't like that aspect of it, all right? Enough PSAC guys coming up against us.
Garrett Hampson, whatever.
Colorado Rocky Garrett Hampson.
And the one that I know, if he gets a hit this series as a disaster, is Jacob Stallings. But he always, for some reason, hits home runs off us.
He annoys me.
He is literally... equivalent to a pitcher hitting.
Yeah.
And he for some reason, he gets back breaking heads against the Phillies.
It's a horrible baseball name. Like, all about it. I hate everything about that guy. That lineup is trash. I'm sorry. Like, that is a trash. We're talking about a team that has five guys with 20-plus homers this year. We're talking about Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. And, like, this team can't lose to the Marlins. You said it before, like, forgetting the pain and all that, because obviously we would feel it. It would suck it all out. Like, the painfulness of losing the Marlins wouldn't just be like, oh my God, we lost the Marlins. It would be an embarrassment. Like, this Phillies team, and anything can happen in a 3-game series. I get it. They're so much more talented. The Phillies are so much more talented than this Marlins.
Yes, they are. Now, my big concern about the series, in all seriousness, obviously besides the Marlins.
The lefties.
There's so many lefties.
So many lefties.
There's so many
lefties. I mean, look, they're starting two in the first two games alone, much less the bullpen dudes they throw out there.
And they picked up Matt Moore for no reason.
Like, just
of course. Just why not? Go
why
pick
not?
Up a guy.
You know, what, last time we saw Matt Moore, we know what happened.
I know. Harper took him deep.
300.
But like Steven Okert, Puck, Matt Moore,
Tanner Scott.
Tanner
Scott. Like all these guys. Well, he's their best reliever. That dude's good.
Yeah.
He's like legit good.
So I'm confident. I'm excited. I can't wait. It's just whenever people get overconfidence, where my
that's a Philly thing, of course. And again, it is the Marlins. Like, that is just part of it. It's, we said it going in. We're like, as dumb as it is, of all these teams, all the teams that were in it, the Reds, the Cubs, everyone, we're like, just not the Marlins.
And I can't believe it ended up being the Marlins.
I can, of course, it's the Marlins. Like, we should have known.
Season full of bets.
We should have known.
It's gonna end up with this.
All right. So specifics with the roster as we end. Let's talk a little baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Not the question I was expecting to ask, but I'm going off the last thing you said. Is Wes Wilson on your playoff roster?
Yes.
That was a big miss by you.
Yes, Weston Wilson is on my play. They need some. They need
he
a right-handed
to, right?
bat.
Like, you have almost have to.
Yeah. I mean, they
who
put
thunk it.
I mean, they sent Rodolfo Castro like all the way down. So, so listen, I'm not giving up on Rodolfo.
Yeah.
If you squint, you saw Bo Bichette. I don't think he got a hit. Did he? I think he had one hit.
Squint, no. I don't know if he had a hit. He had like three at bats.
Well, never had a well-struck hit, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, Weston Wilson has to be. Because they need a right-handed bat.
I agree with you.
They can at least like...
And especially because Pache's been struggling heading into the playoffs,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Pache has. Like, you probably leave him on there just because of the defense.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they...
And again, I think you just need right-handed bats.
Well, and you need him for against AJ Puck in a big spot.
Yeah, it's true.
In a big spot. Yeah. But, yeah, it just... I think Weston Wilson has to be up there. And the other ones are Ryan Kirkring, you know? And...
He has to be on it.
I think he has to be. I just wonder what role they're going to put him in. Like, I obviously love Ryan Kirkring. I think this... But I think...
A guy who's pitched two innings in the majors in a big spot in the playoffs, like, that's a risky move, obviously, yes.
I'm just... He's going to have some growing pains because you started to see it over the weekend. Like, he keeps throwing the slider over and over again, and eventually someone's just going to go down there and golf it.
Yeah.
Like, I've already... This, again, sicko brain, but... I have 100% had a vision of Jorge Soler going down and hitting it like 700 feet.
And if they get
feet.
To the first round, Ronald Cunha does that all the time. Like, that's like a classic Cunha move.
It's Acuna.
That.
It's like, Riley.
All those guys.
We'll get there. But but I just – and he throws a slider instead of the fastball, which says to me that his fastball doesn't grade out very well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's flat, but it's 99, so maybe, like, hitters can kind of pick it up more. It just – it's – I like that he got into the tough situations. Like, he got in like first and second, one out, and was able to strike his way out of it, which is a good sign. Like, I think mentally he is able to handle it.
He seems pretty unflappable. I've been pretty, and again, the playoffs are a different beast, obviously. But I've been, for a kid pitching his first experience, especially a kid who was in A earlier this season,
low A.
Like, he does not look as at any point as nervous or as like. You know, it doesn't look like he gets uncomfortable out there, which is really, really good.
Yeah, I just would like to see what it would look like if he went more fastball first and then...
Fastball to set up the slider.
And then break
off
the sliders. Because I think eventually if major league hitters see a slider over and over and over again, they're gonna square it up and do some damage. And we saw that a little bit over the weekend with the Mets. They went down and just, you know, kind of ripped it into left. Now, he allowed a run, but it was unearned. But still, that was just something I kind of... took away from the weekend. I was like, I think this stuff's really good. I think he's going to be a really good reliever here. Year one is still like...
Yeah, it's like, it's year one with like a bullet. It's not even, he didn't pitch in the majors all year. It's like beginning of year one, essentially, as a major league player,
yeah.
You know?
Like, I would, this might be my famous last words, but I still trust Sir Anthony more than him.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. I mean, Sir Anthony's pitching big spots for it, but...
He's also starting to show some signs of life.
All right, so... You're Rob Thompson.
Yes.
What a treat. What's your bullet? Like, and I'm sure it's going to be a lot to do with matchups, and I know that this and that, but as a general plan, like, you're going in, like, who are the guys you trust most? Who's pitching your biggest spots? You know, like, who do you trust the most going into the playoffs if you're Thompson? I mean, obviously Alvarado. Who else?
Strom.
Yep.
I like Strom.
Mm-hmm.
You know I want to say it.
You can see it on your face.
You know I want to say it. You don't want to say I'm buying a little Gregory Soto. I'm just saying.
So the lefties. We trust the lefties.
I'm buying a little stock.
Yeah.
I'm buying a little stock. So on a scale of 10 on Sir Anthony, I'm about a 5.
Okay. I mean,
still,
I would have been like a 3 before.
But it's trending more towards 10 than 1.
Mm-hmm.
Big spots. We'll see. Kimbrel, they're going to put him in there because of postseason
well,
stuff.
So I will say, we asked Topper about it on the morning show, and he did. He was very honest. He said, we were like, is Craig Kimbrel your closer for the playoffs? He's like, no.
Yeah.
You know, he said, I'm going to mix and match. Like he'll get work there, but is he going to be the ninth inning guy? He's like, no. So I thought that was at least good to hear, and that they're not just going to be like, well, Craig's our closer. Ha, ha, ha. You know, like, that's good.
Yeah, well, it's a more definitive answer than the Taiwan stuff.
I know.
Which is, again...
Enough.
Don't even think about it.
Like, we can't do this.
Don't even
think
about it.
Like, this is not okay.
If it... I'm not even going to do it. I don't want to...
I don't want to put it out there.
I can't.
Yeah.
There's no freaking way that they do that.
Yeah.
But don't do it. I actually, like... I know the Mets suck. I just feel like the bullpen's actually... Like, they have if you look at the numbers, and I know the numbers don't tell you everything, and the eye test hasn't totally backed this up, but... I mean, ERA-wise, they have the fourth best bullpen ERA in baseball since August 1st.
Wow.
So
I wouldn't have expected that.
Because it felt way worse than that.
Way worse.
But I think some guys are starting to pitch much better, which I like.
Which you see. Like, it does. I mean, like, we talk about Alvarado looks so much better.
Alvarado being
he's
this,
like back.
He's this version of Alvarado is a total game changer.
Yep.
Like, a total game changer heading into the playoffs because you're getting a back-end option back there who essentially rode to Game 6 of the World Series last year, who basically had, what, a month and a half off? Like, he's been, unfortunately, injured twice.
And before getting hurt the first time, was the best reliever in baseball for a month. Like,
right.
The best.
And he looks back to being that version. You're seeing more strikes. You're seeing him get back to the 1-2-3, you're out kind of thing. The bullpen went through a down period there where the starters weren't going very deep in games, and they clearly got overworked. Oh, and I can't believe I didn't bring up Jeff Hoffman. Like, Jeff Hoffman. I'm excited to see what he looks like in the playoffs because I think if he's what we've seen in the last 2 months, you're getting a weapon, like mm-hmm. a weapon from Jeff Hoffman. But I just think that all the guys the last week and a half, 2 weeks, have really turned a corner of like, okay, now it's go time. They went through the stretch. Stars weren't going deep. They're being overworked. They went six, like when they went six man, the one thing that obviously was that coincided with that is you had to pitch your relievers way more. Mm-hmm. So it felt like we're seeing Strom every day. We're seeing Hoffman every day. Yep. We're seeing Stranthony every day. We're seeing these guys. So they got a little overworked. And it feels like this last month, they've done a much better job of managing those guys' innings so that when this time comes, they can hit the ground running. And I like that they pitched a lot over the weekend. Not a lot, but enough.
But enough.
And it's the classic argument of rest versus rust. And I think they did a good job this weekend of balancing those two. Like Bryce played a lot, which I think is smart.
Schwarber played, all that stuff.
Because
yep.
Bryce is a field guy.
Totally.
So, like, sitting in for 3 days does nothing. Like, yep. he's fine. Like, he's a machine. He's mm-hmm. Superman. Does not need much time off. So, you know, I think they did a good job of not just sitting everyone and expecting, bang, you know, Tuesday to kind of turn it on and go.
Like, with the doubleheader on Saturday. Like, that really throws your plans and how you're planning on playing over 3 days, heading into a three-game series earlier the next week. Like, that is, especially with pitching, and that's why you saw them do all the roster, you know, gymnastics and bringing up Nick Nelson and bringing up Plassmeyer and all
shout
that
out to Nick Nelson, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah.
Welcome to the season.
Done,
he earned his NL championship ring
did.
This year.
Michael Plassmeyer, less so.
Less so. They still ran him out there as long as they could.
Let him throw some innings. It worked. And look, Taiwan did give him innings.
I know.
Right, you know?
I know. He went seven innings. He he retired, what, eight straight after allowing four?
Yeah.
Still went better.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Just tell him if you
just tell me, hey man, you're down 4-0.
You're down
4-0.
And everyone's mad again.
So go out there.
Yeah.
And
everyone's tweeting about how bad you are in the first three innings.
He throws like a perfect.
And then he goes and checks his phone.
Like, sends out an apology. Thanks for picking me up, guys. And then he goes to work. Yep.
Do you think that after allowing four runs, he goes to the clubhouse, checks his phone, sees how mad everyone is, and then it's like, all right, I got you.
Probably.
Bang. Here we go.
Honestly, it's as logical an explanation as anything else is.
It's your game 3 starter.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to that. Who's the game 3 starter?
If it's
honest, like you're not your Rob Thoms. We know what we've talked enough about what we would do, you know, and the whole thing. Like,
hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you think's gonna happen? Honestly, Joe. All kidding aside, who, like you said it, you're nervous about game 2. You think it's gonna go 3. So game 3 gonna happen in your mind. Who will be the starter for game 3 for the Philadelphia?
Well, it depends if. The caveat is, does Ranger pitch in the first 2 games out of the bullpen?
It's an important question.
So, because I think that's what happens. I think that they have a chance.
If they need him.
But what's so weird is that, what I don't get about that, is that this isn't last year. Like, you have
great bullpen arms. Like, unless Nola gets roughed up and you, like, need him to go multiple innings. But even then, that's why you would have a Taiwan on the roster or whatever, maybe. I don't know.
Right. So, for me, it's Ranger. But I like if he pitches one of the first 2 games, it's obviously Christopher Sanchez.
Better be, buddy.
And it might be Chris Sanchez over Ranger.
Dude, if we're just going on who has earned a playoff start, it's Christopher Sanchez. Period. Full stop. Like, he's earned it over Nola. Even, I mean, like, Christopher Sanchez has been their second best starter this season. End of sentence.
And maybe that's why they pitched him out of the bullpen this weekend. Was like, we're gonna pitch Ranger game 3. So maybe they had this idea of Ranger pitching out of the bullpen, but it's actually gonna be Chris Sanchez.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean,
maybe.
You have 3 lefty options. Like, do you need?
What's a? I mean, you just said it. The guy, the 3 maybe trust the most right now are your 3 lefties.
Now, Soto is still a work in progress.
Soto
but he's
a question mark. But
he's looking pretty good.
Got stuff, man.
Of course he's got stuff, and he's starting to strike guys out, which I like. And he's got a little confidence. Big Gregory Soto guy. But yeah, I just I the mental gymnastics I feel like they're playing with the Chris Sanchez thing. It's one of the more befuddling things I've seen them do.
Just the guy's good. Just throw him out there.
He's good. He's fine. Yeah. Let him go pitch.
Just because he's better than you thought he'd be doesn't mean that he's not better than you thought he'd be. It doesn't mean he's going to fall apart.
Just admit that you won the Curtis Meade trade.
Yeah, well, clearly.
And let him pitch a playoff game.
Let's go.
So, and he's just, I'm not worried about him, all of a sudden being not too big for the moment or whatever.
No, it doesn't seem like he seems super calm, chill.
Very, very calm. So, I think it's gonna be Ranger, but a part of me does wonder if Chris Sanchez, that idea of putting him in the bullpen wasn't so much about Taiwan Walker as it was about Ranger and what they think they can get out of Chris Sanchez. Yeah. But again, I don't know why they need to pitch Chris Sanchez out of the bullpen.
Yeah, it's strange.
When you have the amount of lefty options they have. So it's weird, but at least this year, they have way more dudes.
So many dudes, man. I was thinking that as you were going through all the bullpen options, when you're basically Sir Anthony, it's Obi gets better. He's the sixth option of those guys in terms of who you try. It's what?
Dude, Orion Kirkring's the last guy in the bullpen.
Yes.
And Orion Kirkring has a chance, he could be an impact reliever.
Yeah. Stuff wise, it's as good as anyone in the pen,
Just again, and this is a message to Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
This is a message to the fan base. Don't let the Phils get through the wild card round.
Because
if they get through the wild card round, they're going back to the World Series.
Tell them, buddy.
I'm just, knock them out early. If you don't want another Red October run coming, you don't want Philadelphia getting cocky again. Just kill us early, okay? Because as this thing goes along, they'll start feeling it again, which I like. The pitching's better.
Yep.
The lineup, Trey Turner's here now.
Mm-hmm.
The real Trey Turner, by the way. Don't let the Phils get past the wild card round because they're going to beat the Braves. I've said this to you. I don't know if I said it on the podcast. I'm more worried about losing the Marlins wild card round than I am losing to the Braves.
You've not said it on the pod.
I have so much confidence in beating the Braves in a playoff.
I love it. It's awesome.
I think we're in their head. I think the loser nonsense that Strider throws out there.
Oh, my God. That might be the dumbest thing any athlete has ever said. You have fans. It makes no sense.
Even if it was sarcastic.
Yeah.
It was still not a win.
It was just dumb.
And then the whole, we're doing simulation games.
I know.
Are you doing that for Miami?
Yeah.
You doing that for going to Arizona? We know why you're doing that.
Yeah,
we know why you're doing that.
That's exactly right.
Brian Snicker coming out saying, I don't want to play this team.
Yep.
It's
in their heads. There's no other way around it.
I love that. I love that. It's I never grew up in the 90s Cowboys thing, but this is what Philly's Braves.
Yep.
It has that feel to it. Back-to-back years playing in the postseason. Last year, we beat them. They win the World Series the year before. Both fan bases, insane. Just don't let the Phils win.
Yeah.
Don't let them do that because they're going to go beat the Braves. And then, this Dodgers team.
I'm not scared of all the Dodgers.
So
see, that's how I feel about the way you're we're beating the Braves. That's the way I feel about the Dodgers if we play the Dodgers. Honestly, I think there's a decent chance it's not the Dodgers. I could see either D-backs or the Brewers beating the Dodgers. I wouldn't bet on it because those two teams, I don't love either of those two teams. But, the Dodgers don't scare me at all.
Losing a postseason series to the Brewers would also do similar
that
things.
That would be, that'd be tough.
As they losing to the Marlins.
We wouldn't lose the Brewers. I'm not scared of the Brewers.
Okay. Who are you more afraid of in a playoff series, possibly? Freddie Freeman or Josh Bell? Freddie Freeman or Josh Bell?
I'll still give it to Freddie, but
okay.
It's close.
It's close.
Yeah, it's fair. Question.
And the nice part about this year and how it could shake out for the Phils is, again, don't let them win the first round.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the good team in the AL?
The Orioles. But I'm with you. That's my point. I'm with you. The Orioles are the best team in the probably the Astros, if we're being honest.
Of course.
Probably the Astros.
The Astros will be in the World Series.
It'll be Astros. It's probably
that. But they're not
even like last year. They're a worse team than they were last year.
Dude,
definitively.
The Astros did not lose a playoff game until
we beat
game one of the World Series.
Yep.
That was a
They were a 106 win team last year. They went 92 this year.
It's a great Astros team.
Yeah.
It's a great Astros team. This is a good Astros team.
Agree.
This is a Phillies team who got off to a slow start, but have been one of the best teams in baseball since June 2nd.
I honestly think the three best teams in baseball are in the National League. I think the Dodgers, Braves, and Phillies are the three best teams in baseball right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, how fun. There's actually a couple fun matchups, right? So, I mean, you want to talk about getting a tad ahead of yourself.
Just a tad.
Phil's Jays.
Oh, can you imagine?
Phil's Rays.
Phil's Rays.
Phil's O's.
Phil's, which would be awesome.
Which would be fun.
All three. That's actually pretty wild, yeah.
Phil's Astros.
Oh, my God. This is wild. Yes. We just need the Yankees, and then it's all of them.
I know this is going to sound dumb, like I should know this. Did the Mariners make the playoffs?
They did not.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
After all the J.P. Crawford stuff?
After all the stuff, they did not. Mariners missed out.
Again.
Well, no, how about the Astros stealing the division from the Rangers on the last day? The Rangers blew it.
Listen, when I say I disconnected from baseball,
I can tell. The fact that you didn't know the Mariners didn't make the playoffs, that is, you are totally checked
out. Totally disconnected from the playoffs.
Like, they were out, they played Sunday with no stakes. Like, they were out by Sunday.
That's a shame.
Yeah. I liked them. I root for the Mariners more than those other teams.
So, but yeah, like the, there's a lot of fun stuff going on for sure. So, the Phillies are in such a good position as long as they just don't do the thing these next three games.
Yep.
Like, just go beat the godforsaken Marlins.
Yep.
Just go beat them.
You're better.
Like, just go beat. Don't let them come in here and like steal a game, and all of a sudden
they got confidence.
Because like that, like it, you want to know what the ballpark was like.
Dude, I'm very with you.
The ballpark last year was a magical, unbelievable. Like everyone can't wait to feel that again.
Yep.
You want to know what it's like when, like, the Buccaneers take the lead in 2002.
Yep.
And what the Cardinals game in 2011. Like what a tight Citizens Bank Park feels like. Not the most fun place in the world.
Nope.
Like,
and it's all still there. Like last year, it was amazing because we just kept winning and all that stuff. But like let's put it this way: down 1-0 with Aaron Nola on the mound, the first thing that doesn't go our way, it's going to be tight. It's going to be awkward in there. Like it's not going to be a freaking party, man.
It's not going to be a party. It's not. I mean,
until they do something to make it a party. But like it, like that advantage that we're talking about, that whole thing where it's like the Marlins ain't never seen anything like that. Like the Marlins can mitigate that pretty quickly.
Yes, and they. It's a lot like when they went into Wrigley in 2003.
Yeah.
I mean, Wrigley.
Yes.
Like,
it's a great comp.
Like, Wrigley was also on fire and was like, we're going back to the World Series. Yep. Like, this fan base is in such an interesting spot where it's like, last year was so magical. And we just have been waiting to feel that again.
Ready to go right back to it. It's like, oh, that's what it is.
Dude, that's how I felt when they clinched. I was like, the last six, like 9 months of my life happened.
Totally.
Like I feel like I was right back into last October.
Same exact way, dude. It was like, all right, let's do this.
Then I won. I got just one thing. I don't like trying to do the dancing on my own thing again.
Yeah.
Like, now maybe it's just the anthem of the playoffs for this run, and it's like
and
every
this
year.
Whole squad.
So maybe there's a chance at that.
Yes.
I just feel like trying to recreate magic is hard.
I agree.
And so I love the song. It brings back so many memories.
It's amazing,
but
yeah.
But it's to try to do that again worries me. Like, I'd rather make the Cher song.
I agree. Do you believe?
Oh my God! It's like imagine
it's
the ballpark
so
with that.
Good.
It'd be great.
So good. Yeah.
It'd be great. So, there's the one thing that gave me a little bit of cause for pause.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just like the when they clinched, I'm seeing the 13 more topper, and I'm like, dude,
feels the exact same thing. I'm like, I felt like I was listening to the same speech that he gave last year.
Yeah.
It's like the same speech.
Yeah, yeah,
dude.
And the thing,
it's JT, 13 more.
And I guess he's the guy now. He's
the guy.
Yeah.
It's said JT, how many more? You know.
But the one thing that did make me, I know we're like all over the place on this podcast, but I'm sorry.
It's all right. Phillies are in the playoffs.
Phillies in the playoffs. I have so many
thoughts.
We've
not gotten to do many Phillies in the playoffs pods in the history of our podcast here. So, you know,
only one.
A little leeway.
Only one.
Exactly. It's our second one. So we're learning.
But the one thing that I was proud of this team for down the stretch was I definitely had this fear early September where it was like, they're going to get in, but they're doing that nonsense where they just think they can get in and then flip the switch and bang, like it's going to be just like last year. I thought when they went to St. Louis, I saw it. And when they went down to Atlanta, I saw it of them in the process of switching the flip on. And it's like, no, we're here and it's time to go. And we're not going to do this back in nonsense. Like we're just going to go be a good team. They won seven straight.
Mm-hmm.
They won seven straight. And it's just like you saw them shift, I think, into playoff mode. And I'm glad that they did that rather than like, kick our feet up. We're going to get in. Like, mathematically, we'll be there. The probabilities.
They didn't. I mean, like, they won a bunch of games until that last series.
Which is what we wanted them
to
do.
Until the weekend where with the double, the whole thing was like, weekend was messed up anyway.
Dude, they started Michael Plassmeyer.
Yes, exactly. But like, heading into that, they had won like seven straight. They had won like 10 of 12. Like, all, it was the exact opposite of what we expected. It was awesome.
It was great.
Yeah.
And I think that shows that they do have the ability, when it's time to lock in, let's lock in.
And look, Nola's done it. I mean, Nola's been really good.
I know.
Last few innings. Like, just the exact thing. Like, he's, like, just tantalizing enough to be like, are we going to trust him?
Come on, Aaron. Come on, A. Man, I can't believe it's tomorrow.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for tomorrow, man. Like, I spent the... And look, we joke, and the 8 o'clock times, like, that sucks. But, like...
Once the game starts, you'll be all
right. I don't care. Like, I will be tired. I don't care. It's all good. Like, It's to your point, and maybe that is a bit of a worry, but, like, I'm just ready to be back. I'm ready to be back where I was last year. Like, that was the coolest month of my freaking life. Like, that was the... Being in those... In Citizens Bank Park for those games last year, I said it last year, is the coolest sporting experience of my lifetime. Like, the coolest building I've ever been in my life was that run. And obviously, the Harper Homer, the pinnacle of it. But, like, I've never experienced anything like that in my life. Like, I've been waiting all year to get back there. I can't wait. Like, I'm so ready. But you're right. Like, there is, like, it's got to go good.
Yeah, it's got to go up. It can flip.
Yes.
We were outside 125 last year.
125,
126.
Yep. So we'll be in the same area. It's right near
spot.
Where that. Yeah,
listen,
trust us.
We are doing the exact. We are
like exact same thing.
Dancing on my own. Yep. Like yep. Same spot. Post game. Mm-hmm. Like we are.
And check us out.
Yeah.
On WIP, I'm gonna hop on with Jack and do Final Out, and that'll be our post game pods, which is great.
Also, if you want, I'm leading everyone into the game. So 6 to 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'll do that too. Absolutely.
Oh, you want to come down?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I'll at least hop on with you. I'll be down there.
Yeah, you can hang out. Yeah. I mean, we're just gonna be talking Phils for an hour and a half leading into the game. So
I'll be there. So I mean, I'm going to the games. I'll probably go early, so I'll pop in.
All right,
be great.
So we have So Fritz at 6 with Seltzer, 6 to 7.
Let's go.
Leading off at 7.
God, I'm so excited. I can't wait for this. I can't freaking wait.
You know
go
what?
Phils, baby.
You know what?
Yes.
You know what I can't wait for?
What?
Trey Turner taking Lizardo deep in the first tomorrow.
Let's go.
Trey Turner taking Lizardo.
Cross his own plate, looks up.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The corner of 125 points out.
So thank
it's
you,
like,
Jack.
There you go. Yes. Right there. I see you, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. You made this happen.
The fans made it happen.
Yes! He gets it. That's why you're the best.
Yeah. It's not about me.
Never is.
Not about me. No. The band made it up.
Not the, long feature article.
It was a long feature article.
Like, with just quotes and quotes of Jack Fritz waxing, poetic. It's not about you.
What's not about me? I didn't make, the only thing I made about me was the Bloomsburg stuff.
No, I know.
I did not.
I'm joking.
I did not.
It was very funny.
I did not think.
Yes.
That's what that was. I did not know.
It was a Jack Fritz feature story in the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Yeah.
Shout out to Matt Breen.
Shout out to Matt Breen. Love Breeny.
You love Breen.
Didn't think that's how that was going to go. I was like, wow. And then by the end, it was like, it turned into my story. And it's like, well.
Wasn't this a trade?
What happened here? Yeah, yeah. So it's cool.
I love it, man. It makes me smile.
I have this mistake of like, it just turns into like whatever. Like as soon as I pick up the phone, it's like everything's we're just talking, and then everything's in the article. I was like, wow.
Good thing I didn't say anything I shouldn't have.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, like Seltzer is such a liability.
God, if I could just get away from this guy to the podcast, it would really be great.
Exactly.
But, what was the question you asked?
Exactly. If you haven't checked it out.
Check it out. Our guy. Yeah. It's awesome. And a cool picture, too. I thought the picture was actually like really good.
Yeah. So. And this is going to sound like I'm making this about me.
That never happens.
Never happens. I did buy the paper this morning.
I think that's fair.
Which, by the way.
I think that's okay.
By the way. Didn't know that was still there.
I was going to ask, it's been a while. I have no idea what a paper costs now. None.
$2.95.
What?
$2.95.
Are you kidding me, dude? I guess they have to pay because it's like going. Dude, like, the paper was 50 cents when I was growing up. And I'm old, but like up to 75 cents. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess you got to pay for that Jack Fitz feature.
Exactly right.
That's
exactly
worth,
right.
Worth the money.
Wasn't in the paper today.
No,
so it looks like I'm going to have to buy it tomorrow.
Your loot.
Yeah. That's yeah. Good. Or maybe it was yesterday's. I don't know.
We'll find it.
Yeah, well, because it brought me back to, like, I used to buy the local paper whenever I, when yeah. like, you know, I pitched or whatever and just see what the article was. So, yeah, it's a good little throwback.
I love it.
It's good to have some, you know, ink.
Next
you know?
To me.
Yeah, because you do that nonsense where you think reading a Kindle is equivalent to reading a book.
It's the best thing in the world. So I didn't, I was with, like, everyone, oh, I need the book and all that. And Emily was like, dude, you're being an idiot. Just try a Kindle out. I tried it out. I was like, I can't believe I ever, like,
yeah,
this is so much better.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count as reading a book because I read it on a Kindle. It's a great take. Killing me here.
Also, just think it kills your eyeballs, but that's, you know.
Reading kills your eyes. At least when it's dark.
So reading's bad?
Well, at least when it's dark, I actually have light behind the screen. I have to, like, wear stupid, like, light glasses or something to read. You think about that? Do you read in bed? I didn't think so. I do.
I don't read. I don't know if it shocks you, but don't read.
No, it doesn't happen at all. No.
Do not.
I can't. Like, I read in bed every night. Like, when I go to bed, even if it's, like, super late, I read for, like, 5 minutes to go to bed.
What are you reading?
Fiction. I'm reading, like, books.
What are you reading right now?
So I just started there was a movie made of it. It's called Girl on the Train. It's like a mystery thriller type book. I just read a sci-fi trilogy by Hugh Howey called the Omnibus Trilogy.
Hugh Howey Roseman?
Yeah, I read that.
Wow.
I just finished reading the Red Rising book, which is amazing.
So Little Red Rising?
Yes. That's exactly right. Yes.
I'm happy for you.
Nailed it.
Happy for you. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy some.
Reading's good, all right? Maybe it's good for the brain, Jack. Maybe try it sometime, all right?
So here's my problem.
Yes.
I got no issue going to bed. So, like, I'm not thinking. Yeah. And Jill gets so mad, too, because Jill's, like, you know, thinking all the time.
Yeah, I'm always thinking. You're not thinking all the time.
No.
Not just stuff going on all the time.
Believe it or
non-stop
not.
Non-stop in your head. No.
Believe it or not, not much going on up there.
Very jealous of you.
Just, like, I
just visions of guys hitting home runs in Citizens Bank Park in the playoffs. Like, you know what I was thinking about last night? Boom. It's all you think about. It's, like, the only image in your head.
Turns right off.
What a lovely, lovely existence you must have. All right. Take back. Do we even have? I feel like we got to everything here.
No, there's more.
Oh, good.
I think. Actually, I forget what I wrote in here. Oh, is there going to be a more, again, full disclosure, don't let the Phils be the Marlins. Because I'm just saying, there's no way in freaking this earth that the Phillies are losing the World Series if Reese Hoskins gets an at-bat.
Oh.
Like, if he gets an at-bat at Citizens Bank Park, that freaking place is going to melt, dude.
It might break. Like, the stadium might fall apart.
Like, I think that has a chance to be an all-time Philly moment is Reese Hoskins getting it back.
Okay, so I agree with you. I think it has a chance to literally be one of the coolest moments.
Very cool.
In the history of the city with sports. Should he? Is it smart to use a postseason roster spot on Reese Hoskins?
Well, it doesn't have to be postseason roster spot.
Okay, a World Series. Excuse me, a World Series.
Because you can't change after
a World Series. Yes, of course. I mean, a World Series roster spot on a guy who can only pinch hit for you.
So,
like, he's not going to DH. You're not going to use him as your DH over Schwarber or Harper, depending on what you're doing that day. And he can't play the field. So, like, you know,
hey,
I look, amazing moment. I'm with you, but is it smart?
So, cute logic. Have you thought about vibes?
It's a great point.
No,
and what matters more?
No, right? But so in all seriousness, like, if my choice is Weston Wilson or Reese Hoskins in the World Series, I'll choose Reese Hoskins.
Okay.
Like, listen, Schwarber did it in 2016.
Yes.
And he was pretty good in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the other thing, if he ends up being really good, is they could put Schwarber back in left. And then you have
and then
Reese
at the Harper.
The DH.
And just go mash unit.
Dude, Schwarber has not been that bad defensively recently.
He's been better recently. Like ever since he started DHing, it feels like he plays a better left field.
Oh,
when he
his
plays
legs
it.
Are fresh.
Yeah, fresh legs.
Yeah, fresh legs. Did he end the year with
motors
more?
Around like Babe Ruth?
Again, I didn't pay attention this weekend. Did he end the year with more home runs than singles?
No, he didn't.
Damn it.
Yeah, it was close.
More important than Ronald Acuna's 40 and 70.
No, I mean, 41 and 73 was where he finished.
Pretty good.
It's okay.
It's pretty good.
Not a bad season.
That's pretty good. But yeah, so Reese. I need that to happen.
Yeah, I'm joking around with the, like, because it is a decision they have to make and see what he can actually do. But I am with you. If you think that Reese Hoskins can get up to the plate in a World Series game at Citizens Bank Park, I actually do think it's worth it for the vibes. I really do.
I mean,
yeah,
first of all, a huge emotional lift for the team.
Yeah, it's a vibes. I'm with you.
And yeah, it's just like, man, there's so many, like, this year, closing out with a World Series. Like, it would, it's a perfect bow on top.
I know
every other fan base probably says that, but like, it's just such a perfect bow on top.
So it's really to the point where I think that, you know, if it's a fun run like last year on the way to winning and there's moments and stuff, like, I think it has a chance to be the greatest season in the history of Philadelphia sports if they win the World. I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Like, I think
I know you are.
I'm dead serious. I think with everything that's happened this year, with all the stuff and the love affair with the fans and the Trey Turner moment and Harper calling out WIP and shouting out Chuck from Mount Airy and like the love and after what happened last year to go back this year and actually go win it with this group, like, I think it would be the best sports story in the history of Philadelphia. I really do. That's how I feel.
It's beautiful.
Right?
I can see that.
Like, but you know me. I'm an emotional guy. I think that way. That's my kind of thing. Like, I really do.
And I didn't want to jump over you because I envision that when they do win the World Series, they cut that. And instead of Elliot.
What, did Elliot say it?
Yeah,
if Elliot said it, I'm sure.
Elliot's going to redo it. And then he's going to be in the video yearbook.
Do they even know High Hopes exist in the video yearbook?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I want to know. I mean, you know, you would think maybe
a
bone was thrown. But
no one creates more pub for the video yearbook than this podcast. That's a fact.
Does anyone else even talk about the video yearbook anywhere but us?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Couple important things from over the weekend. Marsh, I thought that home run yesterday. Hopefully,
I thought that was big.
Because
he'd been struggling.
And Bone getting the 20 made me very, very happy.
It was neat, too. Like, it was the first time in franchise history they had that many guys with 20
or more. Have you seen the comparisons of this team versus the OA team?
Oh, it's wild. It's like exact.
It's almost sickening
close. Creepy close. Like, it's actually like, what? Like,
yeah.
It's like down the board. Especially the offensive numbers. The offensive numbers are like the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
But Stott heating up, I thought was really, like, that's major.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has to be back to being Bryson Stott. And I thought they did a good job of managing him over the weekend as well. And the final thing, before we get out of here, and obviously hope we see you all at the ballpark tomorrow.
Oh, we will be there. Come find us. Like, we will be there.
And this is the only place that I'm able to talk about this because no one else cares, and I know that you don't care. But it's like, so watching the U.S. team at the Ryder Cup this weekend in Europe, it literally felt like I was watching the Phillies versus like the Braves, where it was just like,
I did not expect this
where
at all.
It's like every freaking, like, I hate John Rahm.
Yeah.
I hate all these, mm-hmm. like, these guys that are just killers, man.
You're
like,
a big, people need to know you are a huge Ryder Cup guy. Like, you're like, it's one of your favorite things.
It's my favorite.
I just need a little context here because we're literally talking about the Phillies and all of a sudden you're like, I got to talk Ryder
Cup. Because
so people, there might be people listening like, wait, that was a hard turn.
Well, that's what we do.
I know,
we don't set
I know,
people up
I'm
for
just
anything.
Just letting people know you really do love the Ryder Cup. This is not like totally out of left.
No, So I love the Ryder Cup. Like, ever since 08 with Phil Mickelson and Anthony Kim. Like, I think outside of major sports, it's my favorite sporting event in the world.
I know.
I
know.
Pure,
you really love it.
Passion for the that's my thing. And the 2012 Miracle in Medina, where the Europeans chased down and the biggest choke job in Ryder Cup history.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Mahan duffing in the 2010 Ryder Cup for no reason. Like, I do that, Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. and like, they haven't won in European soil since 1993. Like, it's a long thing, but I hadn't felt that level of like just annoyance,
animosity.
Yeah.
But
since Phillies Braves,
love it.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're ready for it. You're ready to be back.
Like, they're sinking 40 footers and like,
they kicked our ass.
Yeah. Well, they had a chance and then whatever. there was a chance. They were about to almost sweep the last six matches, but Ricky hit one in the water. Anyway, it was just like, I was just like, they're killers. They're killers. So, 2025, Bethpage Black. We're going to kill the Europeans.
Love it.
And I can't wait for it.
Sure. That was where I was expecting that to go.
I'm sure Dave Shaw appreciates this conversation.
Shout out to Dave Shaw.
Yeah.
Dave,
he's coming over.
Yes. So, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. But we're not talking about the Ryder Cup, me and Dave.
No.
You know, I don't know if he cares about the Ryder
Probably
Cup.
Probably doesn't. He's a baseball guy.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's like Rory, killer. John Rahm, killer. Victor Hovland, killer. It's like Acuna, Albies, and Riley.
It's exactly the same.
Olsen, I guess.
Yeah. Olsen's pretty good.
I know.
I hate to admit it, but dude's pretty good.
Who do I hate to admit more, Olsen or Riley?
Yeah, Riley is your all-timer. All-timer. But I actually think Olsen, like, for Riley, at first it was real, and then it became a bit, you couldn't deny how good he was. I think with Olsen, like, until this year, you really didn't think he was good.
Well, I didn't.
I know.
I also, I just don't put him in the Braves, like, hatred category.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't had enough backbreaking hits against us. Like, you got to go through some pain, you know, to really be a Brave.
No, like, I mean, we beat him last year. Like, the one time, like, we really played him in big games, we beat Mattelson.
I mean, did he hit a home run down there in game 2?
I don't think so. Maybe he did. I don't remember it, though.
No, he's a different player this year.
Yeah, he was unreal.
Pretty good.
54 homers, 137 RBI or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So, yeah, tomorrow, Tuesday, Phil's playoffs.
Go! All right, we got to do another pod. Check us out on the Ringer Philly Special Pod. We're going to join Shield like right now.
Actually, yes.
4 minutes ago. But check us out on that. And then tomorrow, if you're at the ballpark, come say hi. If not, check us on WIP after. The pod will be in the feed. And obviously, don't let the Phils beat the Marlins.
Don't let the Phils beat the Marlins.
He's for some seltzer.
Grad school is a big move. Your student loans should keep up. With College Ave student loans, graduate students get flexible repayment options, competitive rates, and a quick, easy online application. You stay in control. From application to payoff, make a smarter choice for your next degree and pay for grad school with confidence. Head to collegeave.com and apply today. That's collegeave.com. One more time, that's collegeave.com.